On most days, I'm at least somewhat aware of how richly blessed I am, how richly blessed we all are as Americans. The comforts, the options, the freedoms, the wealth that we enjoy, take for granted, even feel entitled to, we have so much to be grateful for. And then, my thoughts turn to the 20,000 children living in extreme poverty who will die today, due entirely to preventable causes. 20,000 children. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, every day. Over the past few years, I've begun to wonder over this massive disparity, the incredible unfairness of it. I have wondered about this accident of birth. Why am I so blessed while others suffer so? Yet, the Bible tells me that I, and my place in this world, am no accident. So, what? What am I supposed to do with this? What does God expect of me? Going to the Bible for some perspective, I find prophet after prophet taking God's people to task for being unconcerned about the poor and the needy. I find the familiar words of Jesus, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Or James explaining bluntly, "Now this is religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless, to look after widows and orphans in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." John the Baptist explains it in terms any kindergartner would understand. "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." The Apostle John adds, "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Okay, I'm starting to get it. Picture the rich man as he passes the suffering Lazarus by at his gate each day. Ooh, am I that rich man? We are undeniably rich. Did you know that just a $10,000 income makes one wealthier than 90% of the rest of the world? Is it surprising that God wants to use me, us, to bless these desperate mothers, these hopeless fathers, these suffering children? And here is God's simple prescription for how His people can help. When He led Israel to the promised land, a good land like America, God reminded them that all the riches of this land were a gift from His hand, and He commanded them to not harvest to the very edges of their fields, but rather to leave some for the poor, the alien, the widow, the orphan, the oppressed. The question for us is, have we packed our budgets so full to the very edge that we've nothing left to share? We spent over $700 billion on entertainment and recreation last year, and just one-tenth of that amount, or about 1% of our incomes, would be enough to ensure that the world's poorest billion people all have safe water, enough food, and basic medical care. Think of it, just 1%. That's $10 out of 1,000. Our Father in heaven wants to lift the poor out of their misery, and He has given us the incredible privilege of partnering with Him in this work. Our Father has blessed us to be a blessing. He has blessed us with more than enough to do it. Will we share? Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have some lifestyle choices to make.